This was added in 2008.
I'm walking with Jill McCall around the grounds of Compassion Ministries. She's the executive director at this transitional housing facility in Waco that primarily serves homeless families. We're looking at a playground built just a few years ago, and McCall's telling me how the kids literally couldn't wait for it to be done.
There was yellow construction tape all around it, and every day when the kids would come in from school, you'd see them looking out the window just like, when is that place going to open up? And
then the day there are almost 30 kids living at Compassion Ministries right now, and one of them's Daniel. I've changed his name for this story to protect his identity and that of his family, because his mom moved them to Waco after escaping domestic violence. When I meet him and his mom at their apartment, Daniel and his three siblings are getting ready for soccer practice, and they're all already outfitted in their uniforms. Daniel, who's 11, describes what it's like at school.
They have a lot of subjects I like. They teach me a lot. They teach me new things, but sometimes it's really hard being in fifth grade.
Daniel goes to an elementary school within the Waco Independent School District, and he and some of the other kids living at Compassion Ministries make up just a tiny fraction of the district's entire homeless student population.
So within Waco ISD, 15,000 students, 1,500, 10%, they meet the eligibility for McKinney-Vento.
That's Cheryl Pooler, who's the homeless liaison for Waco ISD. The McKinney-Vento Act she mentions is the main form of federal legislation that addresses the education of homeless students. It gave students the right to remain at their school of origin wherever they move. And Pooler, who helps qualifying students with things like transportation and uniforms for school, says giving students a chance to stay at the same school has some major benefits.
This is helpful for the child in so many ways, especially academically. I mean, it also helps that socially they're not leaving friends and in the midst of tremendous change in their personal life, that's there. But academically, kids fall behind on average 4 to 6 months every time they move and change schools.
It might be hard to imagine 10% of the entire student population of Waco ISD is homeless. And maybe that's because it typically isn't what we imagine homelessness to be. People living on the streets or even, in Daniel's case, living in shelters or transitional housing facilities. The vast majority, around 90%, says Pooler, are living doubled up with other families.
What you're looking at in a practical sense is no consistency for the kids and for even for the parent. It's very stressful to be living in on top of a bunch of other people. And the kids are oftentimes, it's not like they're sleeping in guest rooms, in beds. They're sleeping on the floor or on the couch. And, you know, my children go home at night and they have their own room and a bed and a desk in their room and a computer with internet access. And this population of children rarely have anything like that.
School itself, and especially being able to stay at the same school, can give a student the kind of stability they might not be able to find at home, says Barbara Duffield. Duffield's the policy director at the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth, or NACE. When I called her, she said education is a key part of preventing future homelessness.
For NACE, it notes on the website as well that two-thirds of homeless adults don't have a high school diploma or a GED. So is the emphasis on education in and of itself an attempt to prevent homelessness in the future for these children?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is the most frustrating to me about working in the arena of homelessness is how that connection between childhood and adulthood is often missed. But education is the best tool a child or youth has to escape poverty and homelessness as an adult. So while public schools are meeting the basic needs and the immediate needs of homeless kids, they're also helping to prevent adult homelessness by ensuring that kids get an education, which then allows them to get a job that pays a living wage so they can then afford housing.
Daniel did change school districts when his family moved to Waco, and things are different. He says at his old school, he didn't have to wear a uniform or even tuck in his shirt. But after 2 years at the same school here, he's adjusting.
How are you liking going to school here?
I like it. I have new friends. They're nice to me. They show me new things. They help me with my homework. And that's it.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.